Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1855, the topic is training, and the title is, Should Your Muscles Burn During Exercise? I had a client ask me this. They are in their second week of training for a new program. They're not really feeling soreness. They're not really feeling a burn in their muscles. They're just wondering if they're doing everything right. Now, I wanted to give today's podcast as a broad answer. So for that client, I gave them specific answers for their individual case. But I wanted to also cover this for the listeners as well. The answer of why your muscles may or may not burn during exercise, or why you may or may not feel sore, it depends on the style of training and your nutrition. For the style of training, there's types of training called anaerobic and aerobic. Anaerobic means without oxygen, aerobic means with oxygen. Anaerobic, meaning without oxygen, are exercises that challenge your muscular tissues in a very short time under tension range. Now, it could be a little different for everybody depending on when they would or wouldn't feel a burn. But in general, these are going to be like 30 seconds or less kind of activities. Typically, how our body fuels muscle activities, muscle challenging activities, up to 30 seconds is through creatine phosphate and glycogen. This is why the supplement creatine is popular, because it can help fuel that initial burst. Usually we use creatine phosphate as the fuel source for the first 3 to 5, maybe up to 10 seconds kind of of muscle activity. So if I were to supplement with creatine, and let's assume that my diet wasn't providing the full amount of creatine that I needed, the supplement would help top that off, make sure it was a tippy top. And then I would get more energy available in that initial burst if I was doing activities of, say, 3 to 10 seconds, somewhere in there. I'm being kind of loose with the time frames just so we can understand the concept. But the idea of creatine phosphate is, our body needs a fuel source that's instantly available. Glycogen, which is stored carbohydrates, we would think of our body breaking that down into glucose. So you might think of using glucose as energy. That kind of starts to happen like after 10 seconds. That could be 10 to 30 seconds. And again, please excuse all the leeways of the time frames and windows. I used to teach exercise physiology at university level, so I am aware of all the numbers and stuff, but I don't want to overwhelm everything with like crazy details. So creatine phosphate, you can think of it as like 10 seconds or less. That's the fuel source we use. Between 10 to 30 seconds, you can think of using glucose. And then over 30 seconds, our body starts to bring in the use of oxygen to help produce fuel. With that comes the buildup of lactate. We might have heard the term lactic acid. That starts to create the burn that we would feel in muscles. So you have to have a sustained level of effort and intensity dependent. If I'm, busy for 40, 60 seconds, but I'm only curling a 5-pound dumbbell, that's probably not going to cause my muscle to burn. So this is intensity dependent as well. So you would think of near maximal or maximal intensity for a duration of over 30 seconds would start to create that burning sensation. So if your style of training involves shorter muscular efforts, say 30 seconds or less, you're likely not producing a lot of lactate or lactic acid that would be creating that muscle burning feeling. So if you're doing short burst activities and you're not feeling a burn, that's okay. That's totally normal. But also, if you're not very strong, or you don't have great strength endurance, or you don't have great cardiovascular endurance, you might be at what you believe to be maximal muscular failure, but it's actually just not heavy enough to cause the sensation. So you're just too new to the lifts. You're not strong enough yet. So maybe a 5-pound dumbbell is maximal to you, but it's not maximal to the muscular system itself. So you have to have a certain level of strength. You have to be able to maintain a certain level of challenge for the full duration of the 30 plus seconds. And if you don't have great stability, you might be reaching failure in the movement, not because a singular muscle had actually reached its maximal capacity of performance, just you couldn't support the movement and balance the movement anymore. There's a lot of components that can cause an exercise to reach failure that are not directly meaning that the muscle itself reached failure. That would mean that you're not probably getting into the oxygen burning phase because it wasn't a high enough intensity. It wasn't truly to muscular failure. It was to a different type of failure. Meaning you couldn't stabilize it anymore. Maybe you just couldn't breathe anymore. Maybe you just weren't strong enough to use a heavy enough weight yet. There's a lot of those components that would come into play as to why you might not be able to create a burning sensation in the exercise. Even if you could do 30 to 40 seconds, maybe it's just not failure enough, intensity enough. You're going to feel like it's maximal intensity. 100% understand that. But it's not actually that singular muscle that's being targeted isn't getting pushed far enough into failure to start to cause that burning effect. So if your training requires short efforts, or you're kind of newer to the movements, you're struggling with stability, you're struggling with strength, you're struggling with being out of breath, you're stopping the exercise before true muscular failure, these could all be reasons why your muscles don't burn during exercise. The question then is, do they need to burn? No, they don't. You can increase strength, you can increase muscle size in time under tension's ranges lower than the accumulation of lactate and lactic acid would start to cause that burning effect. So maybe you do a set of 20 seconds, you take a 2-minute rest, set of 20 seconds, 2-minute rest, set of 20 seconds, 2-minute rest. That's not enough time under tension given the rest time to have an accumulation of lactate building up. And 20 seconds is typically shorter than what the oxygen use demand would start to create. So you could be doing really heavy sets at 20 seconds. But if you're taking a long enough rest in between, your body's flushing out that lactic acid and you're not getting that accumulation burn effect. This is why circuits are very helpful sometimes, because you don't really need a 2-minute rest after a 20-second activity, depending on your strength level. There are people in powerlifting that are super freaking strong. They're squatting like 2 or 3 times their body weight. They might do a lift that's only 5 seconds, but they're going to need a 5-minute rest. That's because they're at true systemic maximal output. Whereas if I'm just doing a set of bicep curls, that is not true systemic maximal output. No matter how hard you go for it, it's not going to be the same as a 1-rep max on squats. But there are a lot of factors that come into play. But we do not need to have muscle burn to be able to get stronger or to get bigger muscles. If your goal is cardio, you want to have better cardiovascular health. You may just need to improve your cardiovascular fitness first in order to be able to sustain exercises long enough to be able to create the burn. So maybe we're just not physically fit to be able to maintain an intense enough of weight load in order to create the full effect. So does it need to burn? No. Now the next question is, should it burn? Likely yes. Depending on your goal and training history, in general, most weight training goals and training styles and strategies will create some type of muscle burn. Now, if you're new or newer to exercise, you might need to wait 2 or 3 months. Maybe you have to get 2 or 3 months of training in, and then all of a sudden you're going to start to feel strong enough and be able to get muscular challenge great enough to start to be able to produce that burning effect. So if you're only in the first month of it or the first couple weeks, don't worry. Just give yourself more time, keep putting in the work, and you'll eventually start to feel that start to build up. Now, along with training style, your nutrition will impact whether you feel burning sensation during exercise and or feel sore from exercise. Muscle soreness is associated with muscle and tissue recovery, meaning if you're not eating enough that your body feels that there's any ability to recover the tissues, it's likely not going to give you this sensation of soreness or the sensation that things are being repaired if we're not eating enough. This is common among clients I have who undereat and have chronically undereat. They would say they don't feel like sore from exercise, but they'll have a lot of elbow pain, knee pain, joint pain. They'll have a muscle pain related to a certain type of movement, but they don't feel sore from training. The problem is they're not eating enough to actually get recovery, so their body's just slowly deteriorating and everything's going to shit, basically. So when I start making them eat more food in a nice controlled manner in a proper way, they'll start to say, oh man, I am starting to get sore from my workouts. And eventually when we get them to a healthy calorie range, they do get sore from workouts, especially when we do new movements or we switch things up and try new positions and things like that. For a burning effect, if we're under eating, you're probably underhydrated as well, which means that you're going to be running out of creatine phosphate and glycogen almost too quickly to ever get into aerobic stress. You're going to perform so poorly because you're so underfed that you're not going to be lifting true maximal weight loads. You're going to be lifting the heaviest thing you feel like you can in that moment, but you feel like shit and you don't recognize it because you're under eating. So you're not actually able to lift as much as you should be able to lift if you were better fed and better hydrated. So you're going to be at the maximum of your capacity in that moment, but your capacity is extremely limited because you're underfed, and often that coincides with being dehydrated. So if we don't eat enough, we actually aren't supporting ourselves nutritionally in the ways that would relate to feeling sore and feeling burning during exercise. So if you want to feel more burn from your workouts, if you want to feel a little more soreness, to feel like you're getting more of an impact in your training, feel like you're making progress, the first thing is nutritionally, you have to get within the right calorie range, and you have to maintain at least an appropriate minimum of protein. If you don't know what those numbers are, you can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com, go to free nutrition education. The first link on that page is a paper you can print out or view, and it has a create your own nutrition program. You can just figure out the right calories of protein for you. You can also just hire me. For $100 a month, we do nutrition coaching. Now, for $200 a month, I'll write your programming for you, but you can hire me and I'll help you figure out your numbers and help you work your way up to eating the right amount without gaining a bunch of excessive body weight or water weight. So there's tons of help. There's free help on our website, and then there's help for me if you want. Just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. But that's the first thing, is we have to get our nutrition on point. It won't matter what changes you make to training if your nutrition isn't supporting the process. So nutrition is number one. Get your calories in the right range. Get your protein up to the right minimum. Then in training, you want to have mixtures of things that challenge you between 10 to 30 seconds and mixtures of things that challenge you between 30 to 60 seconds, and where it's like true muscular failure type challenge. As high intensity as you can do without feeling like you're going to get injured. That'll help you get stronger. It'll help you eventually be able to have greater endurance under heavier weight loads in the higher time and retention ranges, which will help produce greater and greater amount of lactate and lactic acid to get you that burn effect that you're looking for. Okay, so should your muscles burn during exercise? Do they have to? No. Does it mean if they're not burning, you're not making progress? Absolutely not. Eventually, they should burn. Make sure your nutrition is on point. Make sure your training has enough variety to it. And then just give it time, 2 or 3 months, a few months in. Give your body time to get stronger, improve its stability, and be able to better maximize its intensity in the training. And then you would start to usually feel some type of burning, some type of soreness. Okay, if you have any questions, if you need anything, just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.